red carpet. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Of course, on this Sunday, August the 24th, 2014, friend, I pray that you're doing well. I pray that you're having a great weekend. My name is Joey Kroll, host of Sunday Worship. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And yeah, we try to saturate this program within the Word of God and trying to find applicable ways of living out His Word. Amen. Well, the kids are finally back to school, and now many parents are filled with joy knowing that they don't have to entertain the kiddos in the house during the day. But if your kids or grandkids are back in school, I pray that you're praying for them so that they can be salt and light. Amen. Hey, today we're actually continuing a series that we actually started last week entitled God's Guidance. As Christians, we need to know the way, which way to go, and praise the Lord that He's our compass. Amen. So we're talking about God's guidance right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You know, life can seem like a dark tunnel. We see a small light ahead, but we don't know if it's the end of the tunnel or if it's an oncoming freight train. You ever been there? You know, none of us knows what is coming next in life. Therefore, we have to choose whether to walk in fear or walk in faith. You know, friend, life should be a discovery. Even though we can't see the future, God can. Amen. Actually, the psalmist wrote that God's word is like a lamp unto our feet. Sometimes we have just enough light to take the next step while trusting him for the future. So if you're walking into something unknown today, trust God to guide you.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide, hold me to your side.
That's right. Fred, I pray that you're doing well here this weekend. Happy Sunday. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're continuing our focus on God's guidance. You know, in the pagan city of Corinth, new Christians struggled to learn how to follow and live for Christ. For example, was it acceptable to buy meat that had been offered as a sacrifice to idols? Was that a sin? You know, the Apostle Paul's answer was that the origin of food doesn't matter, but he gave them a guideline to use in that situation and in every area of life. He said, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Friend, that is a guide for life for the Christian each and every day. Let us ask ourselves, is God being glorified in what I choose to do? Let's choose to follow him.
He formed my heart before. time began, my life was in His hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. And He knows my name. And He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call, and He hears me when I call, and He hears me when I call.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. There is no other.
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Happy weekend. Happy Sunday. I pray that you're doing well today. In fact, I had some family come down and visit this weekend. Actually, my mom from Chicago visited us this weekend. It's nice to catch up with her. She doesn't come down here often, so it's always a nice visit when she does. In fact, our son Timothy had a birthday last weekend, and she had time to come down this weekend to celebrate, so he pretty much had two parties within a week, so that's never a bad thing for a kid, amen? More presents, of course. Hey, today we're actually talking about God's guidance. In the story Alice in Wonderland, Alice asked Cheshire Cats which way she should go. And the cat said, well, that depends a great deal on where you want to get to. And Alice replied, I don't much care where. Then, said the cat, it doesn't matter which way you go. You know, friend, do we sometimes live like Alice, not knowing how to go because we don't know where to go? When we fail to discover our purpose, it's easy to get lost or choose the wrong path in life. You ever been there? I sure have. So if you're not sure about which direction to take in your life, ask God for wisdom, because He certainly has the answer. That's right, Jesus, I surrender all. Let that be our prayer for this day. Let that be our prayer for this week. Lord, I give it all to you. I surrender. Whatever you ask, I will give it up. That's a big prayer to pray. But boy, once we accomplish that, talk about being at the center of God's will. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio as we've been focusing on God's guidance. Friend, you can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Coming up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.